The city of Santa Monica is one step closer to having the most extensive earthquake retrofitting program in the nation. The city council last night gave tentative approval to a plan that could require safety enhancements for as many as 2,000 buildings. It's an action that city leaders say is long overdue. We're going to get more on what that means from Frances Anderton, the host of KCRW's Design and Architecture for this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
When we say retrofit, what are we talking about exactly? Is it tearing buildings down?
You tear them down if they are kind of beyond retrofitting, i.e. it's just not worth it for the property owner to make the investment. But otherwise, there's certain structural changes that need to be made. You might have to move out for those changes to have to be made. And the cost differs depending on the building type. What the city has done is it has identified different kinds of structures as vulnerable, and each has its own particular method of retrofit.
So we're talking about the soft story, those that really could use some reinforcement.
We're starting with unreinforced masonry buildings, that is brick. Those are the buildings that tend to be described as dingbats, built in the 50s and 60s. They are often those two-story buildings where you park underneath
With the red posts, right?
With the seemingly very thin posts at the side. And So those buildings are seen as somewhat structurally weak. So they definitely make the list. We have something called non-ductile concrete buildings. And we have, and this is where Santa Monica differs from LA, they've introduced steel moment frame buildings as well.
This sounds something like what LA has talked about over the course of years, the city of Los Angeles.
Well, absolutely. And in 2015, the city of LA passed its own quite tough earthquake retrofit law that would require as many as 15,000 buildings to be retrofitted. They've identified around 13,000 apartment buildings that officials suspect need repairs. That was reported in the Los Angeles Times. Seismologists are very pleased that cities are getting up to speed with this. And in fact, this is what Mayor Ted Winter, Santa Monica's mayor, had to say about why the urgency for this earthquake plan.
Seismologists would tell you that, you know, the next big earthquake could hit any time. There's no question that it will happen. It's just a matter of when. So why risk loss of life and property by delaying implementation of this ordinance any further?
He makes sense, obviously, because we don't know when an earthquake is going to happen. But I think the one thing that a lot of people are concerned about is how prohibitive the costs could be. So who's going to pay for this?
Absolutely. Well, initially, property owners are expected to pay for it. When it comes to apartment buildings, what the city of Santa Monica says it will be doing is talking to the rent control board. Santa Monica has very strict rent control, and there will be discussions with the rent control board as to how much of those costs get passed on.
So, Frances, the vote was last night, but that's not the end of this, right?
That's right. A month from now, the city council takes another vote. They repass it. And then 30 days from that, it becomes law.
Well, it is something that we're all very sensitive to here in California, obviously, earthquake country, as it were. And I would only reiterate, have a kit. No matter what the status of your residence, have a kit always prepared, because you never know when that earthquake will happen. And by the way, more on the law, the potential law, at kcrw.com/DNA. Frances Anderton, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.